All right, so at this time, what I'd like to do, since it's 1:30, is to have a public forum. So I will close speaker cards on the public forum. And that way, any of you who came strictly for public forum, you don't have to stand by. So I have a few cards here. I will start with Kay Mercer. 3 minutes, please.
You're ready for me? All right, Kay. All right, I'm Kay Mercer, and I'm with KMI. And you guys have heard me come before you and talk about cost several times over the past few years. And I'm involved right now with doing Tier 3 monitoring reporting requirements. And so costs are definitely on my mind. One of the things I wanted to talk about was some of the discussions from yesterday's East San Joaquin permit hearing and the talks about costs. So as I analyzed the East San Joaquin order, I kind of looked at it, and to me, it is very similar to Tier 3 requirements, with the exception of the surface water monitoring. So if you took that out, it's very similar. Some of the labels are different, but it's very similar. And when I looked at the East San Joaquin orders cost analysis, and they were allocating one person to handle the East San Joaquin Watershed Coalition's nitrate support of growers as they calculate their nitrates, and from my perspective, they're very similar to the Tier 3 growers, and I only have 7 clients that have Tier 3 ranches, and they have over 2,500 growers, and they've only allocated one person, and that was part of their cost analysis. I just wanted to kind of come before the board and say that as we move forward with Ag Waiver 4.0, I wouldn't rely very much on that cost analysis. But there was a lot of discussion before the board about costs, and as a result, San Joaquin, the State Water Board included in their 3-year review of the permit a cost analysis, more than is required for adopting a permit. They wanted to do an actual, not just the analysis of regulatory, of the regulation itself and regulatory implementation, but actually the analysis of the regulated community's implementation of the order. So I just thought I'd kind of bring that before you, that as we move forward and are implementing some of these precedential requirements, that you may want to keep costs in mind, because to date, they're probably grossly underestimated. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next, I have Mr. Steve Shimmick. 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Steve Shimmick with the Otter Project in Monterey Coast Keeper. Thank you for your service. I truly mean that. Thank you. So first of all, your hair all looks fabulous. So that's my first comment. Second comment is thank you for the improvements, Dr. Wolf, that you've made to the public forum. Having it at a time sort of certain is helpful and increases participation. Also, having public forum on each day is great, because some of us only come for one day. I do feel that it erodes participation, though, if an agenda item is switched from one day to another, because some of us that can only come for one day are planning our time. And if an item is switched from one day to another, even if it is as seemingly innocuous as the enforcement report or executive officer's report, and it gets switched between days, it erodes our ability to plan and think through And frankly, I can speak from personal experience. It impacts whether we participate or not. My second thing that I would like to bring up is the East San Joaquin, which the discussion started at 10 a.m. yesterday morning and finished at 6:15 last night with a half-hour break for lunch. The Central Coast is largely carved out of the East San Joaquin order. It for the most part, the precedential requirements no longer apply to the Central Coast. Not everyone, but most of them. And literally, and I mean in words, what the board did was that they said that there would now be a competition between the Central Coast model and the East San Joaquin model. And the East San Joaquin model contains anonymity. It contains aggregation. It has a terrible surface water quality control or surface water monitoring program. And frankly, in my view, that model is 10 years behind where you are. So to be pulled back like that would be terrible. I just want to say that I am committed to your success. In fact, I think it could be said that I'm urging you forward. Maybe not the way you would like me to urge you forward, but I'm doing the best I can in the ways that I can. So thank you. I hope you succeed and show that this is the best model in the world for agricultural regulation. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And just so you know, when we switch an item last minute to the next day, it's only in duress. Today, we're not doing that. So, we switched around item 11 and 12 because the folks who worked to speak on item 11 were not here at the time that we had scheduled. So as a courtesy for them, to still give them the opportunity to be on the agenda, I switched item 12, so the next item will actually be item 11.
Your ability to switch within the day, I totally recognize and appreciate and everything like that. That's not what I was commenting about. I was commenting when you switch an agenda item from one day to a different day.
I appreciate that concern. Thank you, Steve. So these were the two speaker cards that I had.